Blog Talk Radio.
The Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Glory to God, praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you on today. Amen. God bless you on this day, amen. We bless them for, amen, the blessings, the promises of today. Glory be to God and everyone. We bless them. Glory to God for bringing us back yet again to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. We want to say thank you. Thank you for joining us. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for coming on in to join us on tonight. Glory be to God. We pray that you had a beautiful day. Amen. In the presence of the Lord. Amen. We pray. We pray. Glory be to God that you went out to your places of worship or you joined virtually. However you were joining. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God among the people of God. Amen. And we thank God for this platform that we can come together. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God from all over the world. We can come, amen, and be blessed. We can come and be strengthened in the presence of the Lord. Amen. So we bless the Lord. We give him thanks. We give him praise. Glory to God. We thank God for you, each and every one of you who are coming in and yet coming in. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We just bless the Lord. Amen. How many just feel blessed on today? Amen. Amen. Just feel blessed, blessed, blessed today. Amen. Glory be to God. How many just feel blessed in your soul? Amen. Down in your soul, down way, 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 way down in your soul. Glory be to God. Amen. No matter what you'll be facing right now. Amen, Jesus. But there's that glimmer of hope, that glimmer of light. Amen. That glimmer of strength to let you know that everything is going to be all right. Amen. Everything is going to be all right. Glory to God. Everything is all right. So we bless the Lord. We give him thanks. We give him praise. Amen, Jesus, we praise him for, amen, Jesus, another day that he has kept us, people of God. He has kept us, amen, Jesus, from all evil with our mind stayed on Jesus. Amen. So we bless the Lord. We give him thanks. We give him praise for this day, for this time, and for this hour. Amen. Glory to God. We just give him all of the glory that is due unto his name. Amen. And tonight, people of God, amen, Jesus, will be a testimony night, amen, Jesus, a testimony night, or just to share, amen, what you, amen, received in your several places of worship, amen, Jesus, just to share, amen, Jesus, just to sit and share, amen, or give testimony for what the Lord has done for you, amen, in this day, in this hour, amen. It's always good to hear from you. Amen. You're always hearing from us. We're coming. Amen. Glory to God. The Lord is feeding us bread of heaven. Amen. We've been eating, eating, eating. Amen, Jesus. And it's just good to give thanks and to, amen, and amen. Just express, amen, what the Lord is doing in your life or what the Lord has done in your life. Amen. It's just beautiful. Amen. Glory to God, and we know that others are encouraged. Others are encouraged, amen, by what God is doing in your life or what he's done in your life. Amen, Jesus. So we just give God thanks and we give God praise on today. Amen. We bless him again. We thank him again. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. We're just excited. Glory to God. We're excited for all that he's doing. Amen. He's doing a great work in our lives, and we're excited about that. Amen. Just grateful to the Lord. Amen. Grateful, grateful, grateful. Amen, Jesus. And we cannot let his name go down. Amen. We can't let testimony, amen, go down. The testimonies of what God is doing. Glory to God. No matter how big or small, amen. Whatever he does is great. Amen. Great in our lives. Amen. So we just give God thanks again. We give him praise. Amen. Truly, he's doing so many great things in our lives. Amen. And for this, we are indeed grateful. So we just want to say welcome. Welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. Welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. God is expanding the borders here. Amen. We're over in now 34 countries. Amen, Jesus, glory to God, growing, 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 expanding, expanding, expanding. So we give God thanks, we give God praise, amen, none of our doing but all of his, and we just thank the Lord for that on today. We just thank the Lord, amen, Jesus, for all that he's doing, and we thank him that he's called us to this work, amen, Jesus, we thank him, glory be to God, that you're here to join us and to see all that the Lord is doing. Amen. truly again. He's doing great, great work in our lives. Amen. And for this, we are indeed grateful. Amen. We just want to let you know that this is a recorded line. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. For helping us to maintain the integrity of the line. Amen. Jesus, maintain the order of the line. We thank you for that. Amen. We do. We thank you for that. Amen, Jesus, for, again, helping us to maintain the order. Amen, Jesus, in this place, in this platform of worship. Glory to God. We thank him, amen, again, amen, for each and every one of you. We thank him for all of our leaders on today. We thank him, glory to God, again, for he is the leader of this line. He's the head of this line, and we thank God, amen, and he's just continuing to go, amen, Jesus, self-propelled, amen, by Jesus Christ himself, amen, the spirit of the true and the living God. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. We thank God for all of our listeners, our international listeners. We thank God for you, each and every one of you, wherever you are listening from. Amen. We just thank God for you because we realize that there's so much more that you could be doing. Amen. But you have elected to join us. And for this, we thank God. Amen. We just thank the Lord for it. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Thank God again for our listeners. Amen. Just to mention a few, we have listeners in Italy and in Spain and Mexico. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. Thank God for Puerto Rico. We give God praise. We give God thanks for you. Amen. Madagascar, we thank the Lord for you. We bless the Lord for Africa. Amen. Parts of Africa. We thank the Lord for you for taking the time out to come and to listen and to be a part of what the Lord is doing. Amen. We just thank God. We praise him. Amen. For all of our listeners in the continental U.S., amen. Heavily, heavily strong, I believe, in every single state, amen, in the U.S. We have listeners, and we thank God for you, amen, for picking us up, amen, over the airways, taking the time to come and to be with us and to listen in on what the Lord is doing. Amen. We thank God, amen, for our leaders on tonight, all of our leaders. We bless the Lord. Amen for them. Amen. The late Apostle Dr. S.D. James. Glory be to God for, amen, Apostle Samuel Huggins. Amen, James. Thanking the Lord for him, Bishop K.A. Tina. Thanking the Lord for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor, Sr. Amen, Jesus. Thanking God for our advisors on tonight, each and every one of them in their respective places. We just thank God, amen, for, amen, again, each of you taking the time out to be with us, a part of the PNN. Amen. And when we, amen, sit and listen, amen, and sometimes I just sit and I listen, and I meditate on what the Lord is doing on this PNN, listening to the testimonies, listening to, amen, what he's doing through our speakers, listening through what he's doing in my life, amen, here on this Prayer News Network, people of God. I'm just not able to put my mind around it, amen. I'm not able to wrap my mind around it, glory be to God, amen, because it is the Lord's vision. It's the Lord's vision, amen, Jesus, and we are here in part, glory to God. But no matter what we think, amen, God is doing so much greater, glory to God. And it's that greater, amen, that keeps me coming, that keeps me moving, that keeps me holding on to what the Lord is doing, amen. I want to run on. I don't know about you, amen, but I want to run on and see what the end is going to be. Glory be to God. I want to run on to see all that God, oh, glory to God, all that he wants to do with this PNN. Amen. I'm just in awe. Amen. Jesus, I'm in awe. Glory be to God for what he's doing, how he's doing it, how he's expanding, how he's growing it. Amen. Glory to God. And I just thank God for you, people of God, for being here with us to grow and expand, amen, in the work of the Lord. Glory to God. So we thank God for each and every one of you, people of God. God bless you. God bless you as you're coming in. We want to just ask you to go ahead and invite someone else to come. Glory to God. We know that, amen, again, amen, Jesus, that the several churches are back in operation, amen, on Sundays. Glory be to God. And sometimes it's quite, amen, Jesus, lengthy, amen, as the Lord would have it. Glory be to God. So we realize that by the time you get in, by the time you have your dinner, amen, Jesus, we may lose some people. Or by the time you, amen, finally finish one service, and you may be, glory to God, asked to go to another service, amen, glory to God. So we realize that sometimes we are very limited in our Sunday afternoon, our Sunday broadcast. Therefore, amen, we just kind of elect to, you know, this to be, amen, just a very small service, amen, a small broadcast, amen, just testimonies, glory to God, because you've already heard the word for the day, amen, Jesus. We don't want to overcrowd you. We don't want to cross out anything else that's been said, amen, glory to God. So, therefore, on Sundays, amen, Jesus, it's our light night, if you would say, it's our light night, amen, a time for us to get together, amen, time for us, you know, again, just to give testimonies unto the Lord, amen, glory be to God. And again, tonight, people of God, we'll just, amen, have testimonies on tonight, amen, Jesus, as we have already stated, amen, Jesus, we have a light night on tonight, amen, Jesus, but nevertheless, we're going on in Jesus' name. We want to thank God for all of our listeners who are listening by radio. We thank God for you if you're listening by radio and you desire to call in and to give testimony on tonight. You can do so. Those that are listening via Facebook, if you would like to call in and give testimony on tonight, amen, you can do that. Amen. Let us give you the number that you dial in. If you want to come into the platform and give your testimony, that number is 339-209-6891. And again, the number is 339-209-6891. Amen. If you desire to call in and give testimony on tonight, amen. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus, as I stated, amen, Jesus, we're not going to be before you long on tonight, amen, glory to God, as we said, when the word has already come, you've already been in the presence of the Lord, we want you to settle in it, we want you to just settle in the word that has already been spoken, taking it in, amen, embrace it, and let that word embrace you, amen, glory be to God. So again, this is a light night. Amen. We bless the Lord for you. Glory to God. One more time, if you're listening by radio or if you're listening by Facebook and you want to call in and give your testimony tonight, you can do that. Glory to God. Again, that number is 339-209-6891. 339-209-6891. 9-1. Amen. Glory to God. One more time. Amen. As I give that number out, amen. Seeing those numbers increase. Amen. One more time. 339-209-6891. Amen. You don't have to enter a code. Just come on in. Amen. Glory be to God. So again, this is our light night. Glory to God, a night for testimonies. Amen. Or for you to share. Amen. You are blessed in your services on today just to, amen, share. Amen. Just to bring it up and share it. That's a blessing. Just to bring up and share how you were blessed on today. Glory to God. How you've been blessed. Glory be to God over the past couple of days. Glory be to God. Just that's what we want you to come. Amen. Want you to come and share on tonight. Amen. So tonight, people of God, we're going to go ahead and get ready. We do want to bless the line on tonight. Amen. We always want to bless the line. Amen. We want to always bless the line and that the Lord will look upon us and sanctify us. Amen. Glory be to God, because we cannot go to God in any kind of way. We've got to be cleansed. We've got to be purged. Amen, Jesus. We got to go. Listen, we're going to go into the tabernacle. Amen. We got to go by that brazen altar. Amen. If we want to offer unto him sacrifices of praise, we got to strap down. Amen, Jesus, to that point of, Lord, not my will, but your will be done. Glory to God, so that he can burn our will out. Amen. So that his will can be done. Yes, amen, that he can look upon us. Amen. We can go by that labor of water. Amen, Jesus, and see ourselves. Amen. See ourselves. Not according to, amen. No, guys, we are all right, as they say. We are all right in our own eyes. Amen. But we want to be seen by the eyes of God. Amen. And that's, amen, looking into that perfect law of liberty, amen, which is the word of God. Once we look in the word of God, people of God, we see ourselves. Once the word is preached, we see ourselves. We see our weaknesses. We see, amen, our deficiencies. Glory to God. And it's there, amen, as that word come. Listen, as the word come and find us out, glory to God, expose us, glory be to God. We don't have to remain there. Amen. We don't have to remain there. All we need to do is repent. Glory be to God. If we repent and ask the Lord to forgive us, the scripture declares that he's faithful and just to forgive us of all of our sins, of all of our uncleanliness, of all of our unrighteousness. He's able to cleanse us, people of God. Amen, Jesus. And this is why, amen, we take time to sanctify the Lord, because we want him to look upon us. We want the word to fall on good ground, good ground. We want the word to fall on good ground. Amen. Glory be to God. And how do we do it? Amen. He says, amen, if we ask, he's faithful and he's just. Amen. Glory be to God. So tonight, people of God, amen, Jesus, we want you to bring your hearts and your minds in. Glory to God. Just bring your hearts and your minds in on tonight. Amen, Jesus, as we go before the throne of grace. Glory to God, as we go, amen, before him on tonight. Amen, asking him to have mercy upon us. Glory to God, that he would have
the
mercy.
The recording has started.
Tonight, glory be to God, that he would look upon us, that he would look upon us not in his wrath, glory to God, but in his loving kindness and in his tender mercies. Amen. Glory to God, that grace and mercy may abide towards us, his people. Glory be to God. Father, we bless you. We thank you tonight. Father, we worship you and we adore you. Glory to God. We bless you, glory to God, for just being God all by yourself. We come to give you thanks. We come to give you praise. Thanking you, O God, for your goodness. Thanking you for your mercies toward us. Glory to God, even when we didn't deserve it. But we thank you, Master. We thank you on tonight. We bless you. Glory be to God. We bless you on tonight. Hallelujah. We bless you on tonight for your long suffering towards us, your people, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for loving us, glory to God, loving us when we didn't love ourselves. We thank you, glory be to God, hallelujah. Thank you for your keeping power. Thank you for how you kept us all day long, all night long. Father, you kept us, and for this we thank you. We thank you on tonight, glory to God, that the enemy, glory be to God, his wiles, his thoughts, his intentions towards us, glory be to God, hallelujah. Glory to God, you kept us. You kept us safe. You kept us, glory to God, in your ark of safety. And for this, we give you thanks and we give you praise. Father, we bless you on tonight, glory to God, for you are the giver of life. We thank you on tonight, glory to God, for what everything that concerns us concerns you. And we thank you tonight. Thank you for loving us. We thank you tonight. Thank you for loving our families. We thank you tonight. Thank you, glory to God, for those that we hold dear, those that are near. We thank you tonight for loving and keeping them now in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we're asking that you will look upon us tonight. Look upon us, glory to God, each and every one of us. Glory to God, whether we're listening by Facebook or radio, or whether we're, glory to God, in on this broadcast, we're asking. asking you on tonight to look upon us, look upon our several situations in the precious name of Jesus. Father, but we want to be saved. Ah, glory to God. We ask you on tonight, Father, to save us from our sin. Father, we're asking you this night, glory to God, to forgive us now. Father, forgive us of every sin. Forgive us of our iniquities on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, forgive us on tonight. And we're asking that you are creating us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us. Renew the right spirit within us, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, and we thank you on tonight. We thank you, glory be to God. Thank you for your leading. Thank you for your guidance, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you on tonight, glory to God, that we can come unto you and we can cast our cares upon you, for you care for each and every one of us. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for each and every one of us this night. Glory be to God, for there's purpose and there's plan in us. And we're thanking you tonight, glory to God, hallelujah, for we're truly not our own, Father, but we thank you for your precious blood that was shed on Calvary. We thank you all, glory to God. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you tonight. Thank you for your shed blood. Glory be to God. We thank you tonight. Hallelujah, that we're never alone, Father, for you said by your word that you never leave us, nor would you forsake us. And we thank you this night. Thank you for your promises unto us. They are yea and amen. And we bless you tonight. We honor you tonight, God. We thank you. Glory be to God. Thank you for hallelujah. Thank you, oh God, for the word that has already come forth on this morning, oh God, on this evening, oh God, of blood, hey God, that come into the hearts and the minds of the several people, oh God, that have, oh God, that already been in your presence. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you. Glory to God. We thank you tonight. Father, we thank you. Glory be to God. Father, the Robo Shah. Oh, God, those prayers, those petitions, oh, God, that have already gone before you. We thank you on tonight. We thank you for the answer. We thank you for the answer in the precious name of Jesus. And, Father, we're asking that you will yet, oh, God, look upon this line. Look upon this broadcast on tonight, Father, for you see everyone represented here. You see every heart. Glory to God that's represented here. And, Father, we say, have your way. Thy will be done. Thy will be done in the midst of us. Thy will be done. Glory be to God. Thy will be done in the precious in the precious name of Jesus. Thy will and thy will be done alone. And Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you on tonight for your divine healing. We're thanking you for divine health on tonight. We're thanking you for divine provision. We thank you for making a way out of no way. We thank you tonight, glory to God, for when we did not see the way. But, Father, we thank you, glory to God, that you stepped in just in the nick of time. And we give you thanks and we give you praise. We give you honor and glory on tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God, hallelujah. Thank you for moving all over the world. Every situation, every concern, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, glory to God. Thank you for making a way. Glory to God. We thank you. We thank you for making a way. Glory to God. Making a way out of no way. Father, we bless you. We thank you now. We honor, we glorify you. We thank you for what you're about to do on this broadcast. We thank you now, glory to God. We thank you for the leaders, oh God, even of this broadcast, of this station. We thank you tonight, Father. We say bless them, each and every one. Bless them right where they are. Bless on tonight, Gloria Masa. Hallelujah. Bless on tonight as only you can. And Father, we thank you. We bless you. We thank you for salvation on tonight. Thank you for saving to the utmost. Thank you. Glory to you. Hey, God, we thank you tonight. Thank you for saving to the utmost, saving your people from their sins. We thank you tonight, Father. We're thanking you for your great salvation. Thank you tonight. Glory be to God. Thank you for meeting every need and every desire of your people. For you know what we need before we even ask. And for this, we give you thanks. For this, we give you praise. For this, we give you honor. We give you glory. Father, now we say, have your way in the midst of us. Even as these testimonies go forth, oh God, we say, be glorified. Be glorified. Be glorified. Haya, haya. Be glorified. Haya, labosa. be glorified in the midst of the testimonies. Be glorified, hallelujah, in the precious name of Jesus. Cause your righteousness to be revealed among us, your people. And for this, we'll give you thanks. For this, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory for all these things. Father, we do pray in thy precious name, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. 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 Glory be to God. Amen on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We give God thanks again. We give our God praise. Amen, Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's the Alpha. He is the Omega. Glory to God. He's the beginning. He is the end. Glory to God. He is the great I am. Ha, yeah, 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 yeah. Woo, glory to God. He's our El Shaddai. Glory to God. He's more than enough. All that we thought we need. Glory to God. He's more than that. Amen. He's more than that and then some. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless him on tonight. We bless his name. Glory to God. We bless the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. He is our rock. He's our fortress. Glory to God. He is our deliverer. In him do we trust. Amen. We bless the name of Jesus. We bless the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We bless the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We bless him on tonight. Amen. And again, amen, Jesus, as we've already said, amen. Sunday nights are our lighter nights. Amen, Jesus, because, amen, several, amen, have already been in the presence of the Lord. Amen, Jesus, glory be to God. So praise God, amen. We thank God for what he's done, amen, in the midst of his people, amen. Glory be to God. And on tonight, people of God, we just want to have testimonies again, amen. We want to have testimony night again. Glory be to God, amen. It's always good to hear what the Lord is doing, amen. It's good, amen, to magnify, amen, the Lord. It's good to tell of the goodness of the Lord, amen, Jesus, and all that he's done. It's good, hallelujah, glory to God, to exalt his name, to exalt his works, glory be to God. Amen, Master, hallelujah, before the children of men. It's good, hallelujah, glory to God, to declare his glory, amen, in the midst of his people. Amen. So we're just grateful tonight. Amen. Again, as we stated, we have testimony night on tonight. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. If you just want to share, glory to God, what the Lord has done for you. Amen. What he's done in your services on today. Glory be to God. Amen. Can. Amen. At that time. Amen. At this time. Amen. Again, this is testimony night. Glory be to God. Amen. We just want you to just share. Amen. Don't wait on anybody else. Glory be to God. Amen. Don't outthink your testimony. Amen. That somebody else's testimony is better than your testimony. Don't listen. Don't talk yourself out of your testimony. Amen. Glory be to God. Because it's personal. Testimony, amen, is specific to you. Amen. And not what he's done in someone else's life is what he has done in your life. Amen. Glory be to God. So at this time, people of God, amen, Jesus, we'll open up for our testimony service. Glory be to God. And we want you on tonight. Just press *6. Glory to God. Amen. It doesn't matter if you've testified before. Well, they've already heard my voice so many times. Well, listen, people of God, we've been here over 460 days. Glory be to God. It doesn't matter. They're going to hear your voice again and again and again. Amen. We want you to just tell of the goodness of the Lord and tell what he's doing, amen, in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. It's your testimony. Glory be to God. It's your testimony. Amen. You can just press *6. Glory to God. Press *6. Amen. And come over to the platform. Amen. If you want to share your testimony, amen, just to tell. Amen. Just declare his name. Amen. Just to declare his name among the people of God. Amen. Glory be to God. Anyone on tonight, press *6. Press *6 on tonight. Press *6 on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Anyone on tonight, glory to God, just press star 6 and come over on the platform side on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Anyone. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
The Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I give honor to Jesus Christ tonight. I give honor to my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. I thank him for his goodness and his mercy. I thank him for his loving kindness towards me. I give honor to Jesus Christ today. Hallelujah. For he has been, he's been good, and he has truly, truly, truly done me well. And I thank and praise God, hallelujah, to this morning I got up and my intention was to go to church, but I was feeling so bad, so I said I was going to stay home. But the longer I sat here, the worse I looked like I felt. So I said, well, I can't, I'm not going to try to go to Porter now because it's so late. But I went to the other, another church that I fellowship with sometimes, and I pulled up in the parking lot, they have church outside, and I wasn't used to that. That was a different, that was different for me. And the man of God got up and he began to exalt, give exaltation, and he began to say how people have gotten so comfortable with not going back in the church, and how they got were just sitting in the cars listening. And he began to say it was the trick of the enemy, where you can't praise the Lord like you used to, where you can't or get loose and give him a praise, give him a high praise, give him the praise that is due to him. And he began to say, get out your cars, and just begin to give the Lord a praise. And I tell you, that was I enjoyed myself, hallelujah. I got out my car and I began to give the Lord a praise. And it was so strange. I don't like sitting in cars. I don't like that kind of service. But when I stepped out that car, the Spirit of the Lord just came, I mean, on the outside, and everybody began to praise the Lord. And it was just a beautiful, beautiful service. And I thank and praise God for letting me experience that. No, I'd rather be in the house of the Lord. But like we're doing now, we church without walls. That's what that was. But I was not used to just sitting in the car, not being able to praise the Lord like I like to. But I thank and praise God for just being able to go and fellowship with others. And the Lord just moved so mightily. And the minister got up and she began to preach about Jacob, how Jacob was petitioning the Lord. And he began to wrestle with the angel. He began to tell the angel he wasn't going to let him go until he blessed his soul. And I said, Lord, that's the way I am. I'm going to cry to you. I'm going to come before you. I'm not going to stop praying. I'm not going to stop asking you for a certain thing until you bless me, until you give it to me. And I just thank and praise God. It was a little bitty baby. I call it a baby. He was about 2 years old, and he began to holler out, I won't let go. 2 years old. And I mean, that was beautiful because out of the babe, out of the mouth of baby, let every word be established. And that baby began to cry out at 2 years old. And I thank and praise God for it, because now we got to go before the Lord, and we got to not just go one time. We got to continue to go before him. We got to continue to pull on him, because these are perilous times now. We don't have nothing but him. So we just got to pull on him, and we just got to let him know, Lord, I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to stop coming before you until you bless my soul, no matter what it is you're asking for. Maybe it's a family member that you're asking to be saved. Maybe it's a healing that you need. Maybe it's just maybe more power. Maybe the power of the second touch. Maybe you just need a second touch. Whatever the case may be, don't stop until he do it. Don't stop until he bless your soul. Wrestle with him. Just stay there. Stay before him. He'd love for you to stay before him. Just stay before him and just cry out to him. Cry out to him as long as you can. I remember a couple of years or maybe a year or two ago, my neighbor, we live close together. We got room and space, And I went to the door, and that lady was crying out to the Lord. So she was crying out to the Lord so till I heard her in my house. And I come back and got on my knees, and I began to cry out to the Lord. I began to call on the name of Jesus. I began to tell him what I need. So that's what we got to do. Yeah. We got to stay before him. We just don't stop. Just don't stop. Just stay before him. Keep going to him. Keep going to him. Somebody say when you ask God one time, you're not supposed to ask him again, but I don't agree with that. That don't work for me. I continue to go back to him, and I continue to remind him of his word. And I just thank and praise God today. I thank him for the service on today. I thank him for giving, not letting me get comfortable and not going to church because I was feeling bad. I think it was sinus. So much pressure was in my face. But I thank God that I got up and I went on and I went to church, hallelujah, church without walls. And I thank and praise God for his spirit, his indwelling spirit. I thank and praise him for the anointing that was out there on them grounds. And I just thank and praise God for everything. I thank and praise God because truly, 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 he has done me well.
Yes.
Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you, missionary fan. God bless you. Amen. For that beautiful exhortation, that beautiful testimony on tonight. Glory be to God. And we do have to just hold on. We got to hold on. Glory be to God. And I thank God for that testimony. And I tell you, glory be to God, that three times within the last week, amen, that I've heard, amen, about Jacob's ladder. Amen. If you all remember, amen, the other night we had a replay, and Pastor Fennell, she was talking about Jacob's ladder. In her message, she was talking about Jacob's ladder. But people of God, before that night, amen, I actually had my grandmother here with me. My grandmother is 102, amen, so I kept her last week. And it was beautiful. It was beautiful because she's still in her a good state of mind. Amen. Of course, she's 102. Amen, Jesus. And so sometimes she get off on some things. But for 102 to yet be in her right mind is a blessing. But we were sitting here and just throughout the day, she would say little things. She wasn't talking, straight talking, but every now and then she would talk. And I said to her, because she used to sing, my grandmother used to sing a lot. And I said, Ma, I said, let's sing some of those songs you used to sing. And she said, I don't know anything. She was smiling. I don't know anything. Ma, yes, you do. Come on. I said, I'm going to sing with you. I'm going to sing it with you. And we sung a couple of songs, Down by the Riverside, and a couple of more other songs. But people of God, her expression was priceless. When she started singing, "We are climbing Jacob's ladder." And I don't know if you remember that song, amen. I'm sure most of you probably do. But when she started singing that song, people of God, it's like her spirit just went to this place. It just went in heavenly places. And she started singing it from her soul. She had this expression on her face, glory be to God, as if she was looking at the angels. You know, just her heart, her soul, her spirit was in, amen, that song, amen, we're climbing Jacob's ladder, amen, Jesus, even as the little baby was, as you were talking, missionary fan, it just took me back to that moment, and then it took me to the moment of Pastor Fennell talking about Jacob's ladder, and now here it is, you're bringing the testimony about Jacob's ladder, and the Lord is speaking, glory be to God. We cannot let go. We cannot let go. Now is not the time for letting go. Glory be to God. Now is not now more than ever. We've got to hold on with everything that we've been taught, with everything that we know. Glory be to God, because these times are trying, and these times are trying even to our faith, even to the order of the faith of what we believe. Glory be to God. But people of God, we got to hold on with everything that we have within us. Glory be to God. We've got to hold on. Amen. Glory to God. Even as Jacob wrestled, he wrestled with the angel. Glory. He wrestled for that help, holding on. Amen. For that blessing. Glory be to God. And this is how we have to do even so in this time. And people of God, listen, let me tell you something. You have got to hold on to your praise. You have got to hold on to your praise. Glory be to God. As Missionary Sam was saying, amen, even the car, amen, the worship in the car is different. Amen. The worship on the PNN is different. Amen. Glory be to God. But nevertheless, in the midst of, we got to hold on to Jesus. Glory to God. Even in the midst of, glory to God, where we are, amen, glory to God, we got to, God, we got to touch him, glory to God. We got to decide. We got to decide what it looks like, amen, what it feels like, glory be to God. But we got to grab a hold of Jesus. We got to grab a hold to him. Glory to God, no matter what the situation is, amen, glory to God, no matter what it looks like, amen, let the main focus point be the main focus point, and that's Jesus Christ and him crucified, amen. Glory be to God, we've got to hold on, people of God, we have got to hold on, glory be to God, glory to God, we've got to hold on with everything within us and refuse. Glory to God. Refuse to let go. Refuse to let go of that you know. Refuse to let go. Glory be to God. Hold on to the essence. Hold on to the essence of him. Hold on to the essence of him, people of God. Glory be to God. Hold the Bahaya. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Even in the song Jacob's Ladder. Glory to God, the song says every round goes higher and higher. Listen, even in your faith, go higher. In that you believe, go higher. Glory to God. There are deeper depths and there are higher heights in him. Glory to God. Even in the time of a pandemic, we don't have to let go. We don't have to let go. We are encouraged tonight. We are encouraged tonight to hold on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Continue to believe God. Continue to believe him for miracles. Continue, glory to God, to get into your word. It's an individual thing. It's always been, but now more than ever. People of God, it's according to your faith. Glory to God. It's according to what you believe. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Our faith is on trial. Ah. Glory to God. Our faith is on trial. Glory be to God, but we got to hold on. People of God, we got to hold on because guess what? We got the victory, and we're coming out. We're coming out. We're coming out, and we're coming through. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We bless God for that. Amen. Glory be to God. I tell you, I was just so quickened by again. Amen. Jacob's Ladder. Amen, Jesus, and what God is saying in the midst of. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. I'm going to yield the platform. Amen. Jesus, we're having testimonies on tonight. Glory be to God. God bless you again, Missionary Fan. God bless you on tonight. Amen. Anyone else on tonight? Anyone else on tonight? Glory to God, would like to testify. Amen. Come on, press star 6. Tell of the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Your service on today. Glory be to God. Amen. If you were blessed, how you? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Yes. I just thank God for allowing me to see this day. I thank him for posing in my right mind, giving me a rhema portion of my health and strength, and giving me the activities of my limbs. I thank him for healing me from COVID and enabling me to be able to go back out to church on today.
Thank you.
The pastor came from Exodus 28 through 11. He was talking about the Ten Commandments, how they were written for those who have spiritually surrendered their life to Christ and not for the ones who are proud and think that their way is the way of doing things. And that the menial accept that God means you're in a relationship with him and not mm-hmm. one built on pride, but one of honor submission.
Mm-hmm.
And talking about obedience, it's more satisfying and pleasing to God than our gift.
Mm-hmm.
And your life and experience overflow of God's blessing by being obedient. And you wouldn't have room enough to store them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're struggling with your faith, try the old-fashioned remedy of obeying God.
Mm-hmm.
And when you obey God, he will provide and he will guide your path.
Yes. Yes. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Praise God, Sister Mary. God bless you. God bless you. Amen for sharing. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. God bless you. God bless you for sharing. Amen, Jesus, for sharing that word on tonight. Glory be to God for sharing. People of God, glory to God. Obedience is better. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Glory be to God. Obedience brings the blessings. Glory be to God. Obedience brings the blessings. Amen, Jesus. The overflowing blessings of the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. And we see even in the word of God, when the people of God obeyed, they were blessed, blessed, blessed. Glory to God. When they obeyed the commandments of the Lord, glory to God, they were blessed beyond measure. Glory be to God. And we want to walk in the blessings of the Lord. Amen. We want to look at our steps. Amen. The steps that we're taking. We want to look at what we're doing. Now is a good time to stop and look at what you're doing. Amen. Look at what you're doing. Glory to God. Do you ever stop and look back over your life and just look back as a farmer? Amen, Jesus. You ever, glory be to God, you know, a farmer, you can imagine these long, long rows. Glory to God. These long rows of plantings. Glory to God. Do you ever stop to look back to see what you're producing in your life? Do you ever stop to look back? Amen. And if you are looking back, what are you producing? What's coming up? Amen. What's coming up in your life? What's back there? Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. Are we obeying the Lord? Amen. Are we walking in the blessings of the Lord? Glory be to God. What's back there? Amen. Glory to God. Only you can look at your life. Only I can look at my life. But what's back there? Amen. Are we obeying the Lord? Glory be to God. That was a, amen, thought-provoking, amen, Jesus, because we want, amen, to walk in the overwhelming blessing and the overflowing blessings of the Lord. Amen. And the Lord has already established the pattern. It's already set. Glory to God. It's already set. Amen. Glory to God. But even from that, amen, from Sister Mary, amen, sharing on tonight, glory to God. That's what the Lord is saying. What's back there? Amen. Here. Look at this. Amen. What's back there? What's back there in your life? Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Because we can always change. Hallelujah. From the point that we are, we can always change. Amen. And come to walk in the abundant blessings of the Lord. Amen. According to the Lord's divine commandments. Amen. Glory be to God. Praise God on tonight. Amen. We praise God for you. Amen, Sister Mary, the Lord that brought her up and brought her out. Amen, Jesus. I think I heard that even your husband had it as well. Glory be to God. Amen. And we thank God. Amen, Jesus, that he has brought you out. Amen. Glory be to God. We already know, amen, millions didn't make it. Glory to God. But he did it. He did it for you. Amen. And we thank God for you. We bless God for you. Amen, Jesus. Dutiful. Amen. Working for the Lord in her community. Amen. Very connected in her community. Amen. Reminds me of my grandmother. Amen. My grandmother. Amen. On my father's side. Amen. She was part Indian. And she would get up every single morning, people of God. Listen. She would get up every single morning and go to the very end of the community and walk back. And she would knock on every single door before the sun came up to make sure that everybody was all right. She was connected like that. Amen. You would hear that rapping on the door with that cane. Rap, 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 rap. And she wouldn't stop knocking until somebody came to the door. Amen, Jesus. Strong in the strength, strong in the faith. Amen. Before she left this earth. Amen. And Sister Mary, you remind me of my grandmother. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. You're doing a great work. You're doing a great work. Amen. Glory be to God. Keep up the good work for the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Anyone else on tonight? Glory to God. Anyone else? Glory to God. Anyone else? Amen. Would like to share your testimony on tonight? Anyone else? Glory to God. Anyone else want to share your testimony? Amen. And what the Lord has done. Amen. Anyone else? Anyone else? Just press star 6. Glory to God. Just press star 6 and come on over. Amen. Press star 6 and come on over. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We see someone trying to come over on the platform side. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Take your phone off of mute. Amen. Again. Okay, there you are. You're on the platform. Go ahead, caller.
Praise the Lord, Evangelist Bradley, to everyone that is on the prayer line tonight.
Yes.
My name is Sister Sue, and I'm from Athens, Georgia.
Praise God.
And I want to give God all the glory and honor due unto his name, thanking him for being saved.
Yes.
And I give him all the glory because I was diagnosed with COVID-19 on 8/21.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I tell you, God brought me through.
Yes.
He was with me because he said he'll never leave us.
Yes.
Nor will he forsake. And as I went to the hospital, hallelujah, how they began to check me in, hallelujah, I didn't have a fever, but I was coughing real bad. And hallelujah, they did a COVID test on me. And I tell you, I was coughing so bad, and I began to hear other people come in, mostly children, coughing real bad. And I tell you, I at that time, I forgot about me. I started praying for them children. I started praying for everybody in the hospital. I said, Lord, help them. Lord, heal them. You know, and I thank God because as I did that, I believe God healed me. Praise God. And I began to pray for them, and
yeah.
I began to hear the doctors, you know, nurses say they wasn't keeping anybody, you know, they wasn't going to keep nobody in the hospital. And I tell you, it seemed like they left me in the room by myself for over hours and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then they moved me to another room. It seemed like I was in there about 2 or 3 hours by myself. I was shaking. I was cold, all the effects of COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
And I know God was still right there with me.
Yes.
He didn't leave me.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept on praying and believing in God. And I tell you, Evangelist Bradley, God healed me of COVID-19.
Hallelujah.
I went and got tested. This was last month. I went back and got tested a day after Labor Day.
Mm-hmm.
And I got my result, and it said negative.
Thank
you. I just want to thank God for all he's done. And I saved my paper so I can let people know what God has done.
Uh-huh.
So you know, you tell some people, they ain't going to believe you. You got
yeah.
to show something. So I kept my papers. Hallelujah. Thank you,
yeah.
Jesus. And
yeah.
tell everywhere I go, and I know God delivered more people.
Mm-hmm.
But I just thank God for just healing me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in my time of going through that, hallelujah, I was thinking about other people. So I was praying for other people
mm-hmm.
in spite of what I was going through.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was praying for people in the other rooms, I realized it got quiet.
Mm.
You know, like you know, everything got all right.
Mm-hmm.
But I just thank God for healing me, delivering me, and setting me free.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I tell you, I you know, I lost my taste.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. I couldn't move. I coughing real bad. Hallelujah. I was weak.
Mm.
But I thank God that he made me strong.
Yes, Lord.
And I tell you, I'm going to tell it everywhere I go.
Yes.
That God will deliver on time.
Yes.
And I just thank God for the, you know, the broadcast tonight and everybody that's on. And just want to encourage everybody. God is still on the throne. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He said he'll never leave us.
Yeah,
I felt all alone back then in them rooms. Looked like they wouldn't come and check on me or whatever, but that was all right, so I know God was with me.
Mm-hmm.
He said, if I be for you, who can be against you?
Yeah.
And I thank God, you know, they sent me home the same day. I was still coughing real bad, still had the side effect, but that's all right. I said, God, I know you with me, and I know you will heal me. And he did it, too. And I just thank God tonight just to share, you know, a little bit of that and let people know God is still good.
Yeah.
God is still looking out.
Yeah.
He's with us. If God be for us, who can be against us?
Mm-hmm.
It don't matter. It don't matter what sickness is here. God is still able
to
heal, deliver, and set free.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank God for this beautiful opportunity tonight to give my testimony.
Yeah.
And I thank God for you all that you do a beautiful job, and I enjoy listening.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I just want to ask y'all to keep me in prayer.
Amen. 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 God bless you. God bless you. I didn't get your name. Amen.
Sister Sue.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, Sister Sue. God bless you. God did it. God did it. God did it. Amen. Glory to God. And I thank God. We thank God for that testimony. Amen. We thank God for that testimony. And even as you were talking, glory be to God. Amen. It was so beautiful how you were even saying that you forgot about yourself. And even as you were praying for others, it began to get quiet. Woo-hoo! Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It began to get quiet. People of God, listen, we better not underestimate the power that the Lord has invested within us. Glory be to God. Let us not underestimate this power. Glory be to God. This power that's working is in us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. This power is in us, people of God. Glory be to God. We got to use it. Amen. Glory be to God. We got to use it. Glory to God, even as the woman of God was saying, amen. Glory to God, even as the word declares, he said he'd never leave us nor forsake us. He said he'd never leave us nor forsake us. Glory be to God. And I thank God, amen. Glory to God, even Sister Sue, I've heard so many people, amen, that have gone into the hospitals that, amen, talk about, amen, how they felt the neglect. Amen, from the workers and stuff and how they put them in a room and just kind of leave them there, like you said, for hours on end. Amen, Jesus. Hours on end. Glory be to God. And I'm telling you, people of God, if there ever was a time to pray, that time is now. Amen, because we know that God is still able. Glory to God. He's yet on the throne. He's yet on the throne. Glory be to God. We can't forget it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We cannot forget it that he is yet on the throne and he's yet healing. Amen. And we have heard the testimony. Amen. Another testimony of what the Lord has done. Amen. And we lift our voices. We give God praise. Amen, Jesus. And even as the woman of God was saying, amen, even in the midst of, glory to God, denying herself, denying how she felt, the compassion of God. That's the compassion of God. Hallelujah. In her, glory be to God. Hallelujah. The compassion of praying for those children. Glory be to God. And we just give God thanks, God praise. Amen. For the victory. Amen. Even for the ones that she prayed for, that, amen, she may never know their names, may never see their faces. Glory be to God. But we can declare that God did it. Amen. Just as sure as he did it for you, glory be to God. We believe, God, by faith that he has done it for them. Amen. God bless you for that beautiful testimony. We thank God, amen, that he has brought you out and brought you over. Amen. Brought you out and brought you over. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We have someone else on the platform tonight. God bless you.
Hello.
Can you hear me? Yes, ma'am. We can hear you. God bless you.
God bless you, too. This is Beatrice Mullane.
God bless you.
And I just want to tell the goodness of God.
Mm-hmm.
Back here, I had COVID-19, too. And God, mm-hmm. he healed me from it. And couldn't nobody come and see me, but my brother, Eddie, he passed mm-hmm. August the 20th this year. So he couldn't come in, but he did sleep out in the truck so he can be closer to me. And he'll mm-hmm. knock on the door or the window, and he'll check on me. See, God mm-hmm. got his ways of doing things.
Yeah.
And I thank God for him, but he gone now, so
mm-hmm.
God is good.
Yeah.
And so July the 16th, I had a kidney transplant.
Mm-hmm.
They called me that Thursday, and at July the 15th, they called me and told me to come in. They had a kidney for me.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wow, this quick, look at God. And so mm-hmm. when I went there, they signed me in that morning. They took me to surgery about 5 o'clock that morning.
Mm-hmm.
And by that time, I was in surgery. Then my sister Maddie, she had passed. I said, mm-hmm. wow, but I didn't know it after a week that when she, you know, because they didn't want me to know right then because I had that kidney transplant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God is good. He said, no weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Mm-hmm.
So COVID-19 tried to get me, but it couldn't because God had me.
Yeah.
And I thank God for children covering me with his blood. And I thank God for the kidney. And the kidney that I got, it was donated. But then it was unknown,
mm-hmm.
not related.
Mm-hmm.
I said, that's all right. I can't thank that person that gave me the kidney. But I said, Lord, I said, you know. I said, you know who gave it to me. I
mm-hmm.
said, I thank you for it. But I said, that bless the person that gave me that kidney.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, God is good.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, I had it, my sister, she told me, Beatrice, you're going to get a kidney in no time. I said, really? I'm crazy enough to believe her. So I took that fate and I ran with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like 6 months before I got a kidney.
Because
I stay on dialysis about 19 months. In 6 months, I got a kidney. And I just thank God for it. And I'm doing real good, real good.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's so good to hear from you. Amen. It's so
good to hear from you, too.
Yes, ma'am. God has truly done a work. He's truly done a work in your life. Amen. Jesus, just, listen, that's that holding on. That's that holding on.
Yes.
I won't let go. I won't let go. Amen. Listen, as a missionary fan, I'm telling you that has just resonated in my spirit. Amen. I won't let go. I won't let go from that 2-year-old child. Amen, Jesus. And Sister Beatrice, glory be to God.
Uh-huh.
Amen. That's it. They're holding on right there. I won't let go. I won't let go. Amen. And look what the Lord has done. Amen. In your life.
Yes.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And
mm-hmm.
I think the prayer warriors that prayed for me,
mm-hmm.
they were praying for me to get a kidney. So
mm-hmm.
I got it. They prayed. God do answer y'all prayer. I know that for a fact. He done answered many prayers for me that y'all done prayed for, and I know that for a fact.
Amen.
So anybody out there looking for a kidney, just hold on. I dare you to hold on and trust God. Just hold on and trust
mm-hmm.
him. I wouldn't bet you would get it.
Mm-hmm.
If he did it for me, he'd do it for you.
Mm-hmm. Glory be to God. I felt that. I felt that. Yes, sir. I felt that.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hold on. Woo. Hold on, people of God. Hold on. Listen, every promise that the Lord has promised concerning you, he will fulfill it. Let me say that again. Every promise that the Lord has promised unto you, he will fulfill it. Hold on. Glory be to God. Hold on. Glory be to God. You know, people of God, it may be sooner rather than later. Look what the Lord has done for Sister Beatrice. Glory to God. He did a quick work. Glory to God. And we even heard, even talking about the woman of God the other night, talking about the sudden leaves. About the sudden leaves. Glory to God. There are sudden blessings, glory to God, that are due unto you. Glory to God. So maintain your faith. Keep your faith up. Amen. Continue to look. Glory to God. Continue to look to the hill. Continue to look unto him. Glory to God. Expect. Glory to God. Expect your blessing. Expect that thing that you are believing God for. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you just might receive a sudden blessing. Amen. Glory to God. Come on and clap your hands. Hallelujah. Come on and thank God for the sudden blessing. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. The sudden blessing. Ah, hey, God, that blessing that says, amen, and it came to pass. Hey, woo, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Listen, in the fairy tale, it is once upon a time. That's not in the Bible. But in the Bible is, and it came to pass. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That means you may have been waiting. Glory be to God. You put that petition out. Amen. There are things. Glory to God. There are prophecies that have been spoken over you. Glory be to God. And people of God, there has to be. And it came to pass. Glory to God, that spoken word, prayer, that petition, amen, that has been spoken over your life, the petition that you have sent before the Lord, glory to God, that the angels, glory to God, that are ascending and descending, amen, come and bring in your blessing. Hallelujah. But you listen, you got to hold on. You got to do like Jacob did. Amen. Go listen, glory be to God. All of this is tying in together. All of this is tying in together. Hallelujah. Just hold on. Glory to God, Sister Beatrice said. Just hold on. If you believe God for a kidney, hallelujah, whatever you believe in God for, amen, just hold on. Amen. That's what Jacob did. He held on. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we hear the testimony. We hear the testimony tonight. Amen. That it came to pass. Hallelujah. Glory to God. By her faith, she held on, and God did it. God performed it. Amen. Glory be to God. God bless you, Sister Beatrice. It's so good to hear from you again. Amen. Each of you is so good to hear from you. Amen. Jesus, another testimony tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We listen. We pray, amen, that you are taking from these testimonies. When testimonies come forth, testimonies is just like a preach word. There's a message. There's a message in the testimony. There's always a message in the testimony. Glory to God. And we thank God for the going through. Amen, Jesus. But we thank this and what they came out with. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. We see another caller on the platform. Amen. Do we see our co-host on the platform? Amen. Looks like your phone is on mute. Amen. There you are.
Amen. Praise God. I just want to sing a piece of song. Amen. Listen to the testimonies. I just want to sing the song. How great is our God. How great is our God. How great. How great is our God.
Mm-hmm.
How great is our God. How great is our God. How great.
Mm-hmm.
How great is our God. Ooh, how great is our God. How great is our God. How great. How great is our God. Amen. I praise God. Amen. That's all I really know is the verses to the song.
That's all.
Truly, how great is our God. Amen. Amen. Just listen to all the glorious testimonies, all the wonderful things that God is doing for his people, for us. Amen. Truly, we can't say nothing else but how great is our God.
Uh-huh.
Truly, we serve an awesome, we serve a great God. We serve a mighty God. We serve an able God, a God mm-hmm. that is able to do all things. And I just, amen, I wasn't going to say anything all night because, amen, you hear my voice enough. But, amen, just hearing these testimonies begin to just, amen, encourage me, amen, to know that we serve a great God. Amen. Mm-hmm. A great God, amen, deserves a great praise. Amen. Mm-hmm. Incredible God. He deserves an incredible praise. Amen. Mm-hmm. I just praise God. Bless God. Amen. As Vangel was saying, amen. Let us know what God did for you in the service this morning. Well, mm-hmm. I praise God because I went to church, amen, this morning. And mm-hmm. truly the Lord, amen, he was in the building. I praise God because truly God came in the house and God, he mm-hmm. blessed me, amen. He gave me just what I needed. Truly mm-hmm. I needed something from the Lord. Amen. But I praise God, the Lord, he began to, amen, not allow me to leave the same way I came. And amen. And for that, amen, I'm rejoicing. Amen. I've been renewed, my strength, my joy. I feel even better. Amen. Since the Lord, amen, since I had fellowship with the Lord on this morning. Amen. I just bless God. Amen. The word of God, amen, began to come. Amen. Letting us know we have the victory. Amen. But then the other advantage, God and the Lord began to use her. And God began to speak through her and tell us, the church, that this battle is not ours. It's the mm. Lord. Amen. And God said, just give it to me. God mm. said, just give me this battle. Whatever you're battling with today. Amen. Whatever you came in this building with battling with today. God said, this battle is not yours. It's the Lord. Amen. I praise God. I begin to release that battle unto the Lord. Amen. I said, Lord, you take this battle. Amen. You handle this battle just as you said you would. And I praise God. Amen. I know that the Lord, he took up the fight. Amen. And he's going to win the fight. He mm-hmm. never lost a battle. Amen. We serve a God that never lost a battle. Amen. And he's not going to lose any battles. There's no fight that God is going to lose. There's no warfare that God, amen, is not going to, amen, to win. Amen. But I praise God we are on the winning side with Jesus. Amen. I just had to give God the praise. Amen. For the testimony, encouragement, and how the Lord blessed me on this morning and how the Lord encouraged my heart. He lifted me. He strengthened mm-hmm. me. Amen. And I even a mind to go on with the Lord. Yeah. And I want to say this, and I'm going to, amen, get on out the way. Even I thank God, amen, for this Prayer News Network, amen, from how it's been going on for over a year. But, amen, like, amen, in the saying, the growth that our God has brought in each of our lives, how the God has brought new development, new, he cultivated new things in us, and he gave us new zeals and renewed our zeals, and he just did so much for us, amen, in this time. Amen. We begin to get to know God in a different way. I begin to see God in a different light. And I mm-hmm. praise God, amen, even how that, amen, I thank God for outreach. Amen, outreach ministry, how the Lord has called me to outreach. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen, outside of the church, outside of the walls. Amen, that's mm-hmm. where my passion is. That's where my burden lies. Amen, mm-hmm. I love the people of God. I love the church. I love the saints. Amen, mm-hmm. but it's something about reaching the lost souls of men. It's something about when, amen, you can, amen, help a sinner to find their way to Christ. Amen. I praise God because, amen, to the point where God began to revive that, amen, that outreach ministry in my heart. And yeah. even to the point where every opportunity I get to, amen, to minister, amen, not just preach, but minister meaning whatever God give me to, amen, to be a witness. Amen. I try to do it. And they even got to the point where it's like, Lord, it got so bad to the point where, amen. You know, when they send you mail, and they send you the bills, amen, they send you the envelope to, amen, send it back to them, amen, they want you to put your, amen, the invoice, the bills and the money, they want mm-hmm. you to put that check or money order back in the envelope and send it back to them. Mm-hmm. Well, I got to the point, I started taking those envelopes, I started putting tracks in them and sending it back to the company. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Because I want them to get the word of God. Amen. We don't know whose hands the word of God is going to fall into. Somebody, amen, that's going to open up that mail. They're going to open up that mail, and they're going to find that track in there, and they're going to read it, and God is going to penetrate their heart. Amen. That's how bad it got for me. Amen. That's how bad, amen, God has put it in my heart. Amen. It got that bad, so I started taking the envelopes that they sent us, amen, to send our mail back. I begin to start putting tracks in them and send them back to the company. Say, here you go. Amen. And I praise God because the word of God is going to fall on good ground. Somebody's going to open that mail. Amen. And God is going to minister to that soul. I may not ever know who it is. I may not know, amen, who, amen, that God began to deal with through that. Amen. But all I know, I'm obeying God. God told me to do it. He took the foolish things to confound the wise. It may sound so foolish, like you don't even know who's going to get it. No, I don't. But God knows who's ordained. God knows, amen, who he assigned to open that mill and get that track. Amen. So I praise God, give God glory. Amen. I believe, God, that he's going to do a miracle even through that. Amen. They're going to open that mill, and they're going to get a track, and they're going to read it, and it's going to be something that they need. And God is going to touch them right then and there. God is going to go to work in their life. Amen. So I give God all the praise, all the glory. Amen. When you see me coming, amen, I got Jesus on my mind, and I got heaven in my view. Pray much for me.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you, man of God. God bless you. God bless you. Yes, sir. He take the foolish thing to confound the wise. Glory be to God. We bless the Lord. Amen for that. Amen. Our outreach. Amen. Outreach team. Glory to God. But listen, I'm not gonna speak yet because we have our other outreach advisor on the platform. And woman of God, I'm gonna let you go ahead. Amen. Since this outreach ministry is moving. Go ahead, woman of God. God bless you.
He's a God above all gods, and he's worthy to be praised. How great is our God.
Amen. I just wanted to tap on with Minister Maddie.
That's all right.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Truly the Lord is good and he's worthy to be praised. Amen. We just thank God for this day. We want to thank God for our 59th annual convocation that we had the climax of it tonight. And I tell you, God blessed us in a great way. And the word of God was just wonderful. Thank God for the souls that came. Amen to the Lord. The soul that came on the line, amen, he was suicidal, praise God, and our dear Deacon Huff was working with him, Sister Myrtle's husband, praise God, and Deacon Connell invited him to the line, and he came to the line, and he confessed, praise God, that he was suicidal, amen, and how the devil told him to go down to the river, go down to the lake. Amen. And someone shot the telephone number over to me right away. I thank God for how our controllers were proactive in this situation. Praise God. As soon as I got the number, amen, I called the gentleman. I began to speak with him. Praise God. Some Spanish, some English. Began to sing to him. Amen. The song, I Surrender All, in Spanish. Praise God. Amen. I said, will you go to the lake? Amen. The devil tell you to go to the lake. I said, go down to the lake and pray. Don't go and jump in. Go down to the lake and pray. Praise God. Amen. He was under such heavy depression. He was not able to go to work for a whole day. He would go and work a couple of hours, come home, or he wouldn't go at all. Praise God. And that day, he said he was able to work a whole day. He put in 8 hours, praise God. And he said he felt so much better. Praise God. The prayers of the righteous avail as much.
Yeah.
Amen. I tell you, I just want to thank God for all things. And truly thank God for Vannis Bradley. Praise God. I just thank God for unwrapping the gift of prayer.
Thank
you. Yeah. I thank you for unwrapping the gift of prayer. I'm on my fourth read. Praise God. I tell you, the Lord has blessed my soul through that book, that ministry, amen, and listening to Minister Manny. Praise God. When I pass out tracks, sometimes I stick a dollar in the track. Amen. I stick a dollar in the track. Amen. And I pass out the track. So if they open the track, they have a dollar. So they're not messed without. Praise God. Truly, God is good. He's worthy to be praised. And we want to ask prayer for Pastor Marshall, amen, and Mother Marshall, who have contracted COVID. Praise God. Send a special prayer for Pastor Marshall.
Yeah.
We know God is able. He
can,
he will, and he's proven himself to be God.
Yeah.
He is our healer, and I'm feeling pretty nice tonight, so I'm going to get off the line. Praise God. I'm feeling pretty nice in Jesus.
Yeah,
I just thank God for everything. Thank God for the advisors. I tell you, my soul is stirred up. Amen. The Lord has stirred my soul. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory, thank you, Jesus. He has stirred my soul. I'm glad about it. Praise God. And I'm just grateful. Praise God. Amen. I'm grateful. Praise God. If you feel a sing a song, I'm so grateful that I have Christ in my life. Amen. We truly desire your prayers as we see God moving our ministry more into the international ministry. Praise God. We ministered on last week. Glory to God. Amen. And the souls came to Christ. Amen. They were crying out to the Lord. Praise God. Amen. We preached the message. Glory to God. Amen. A new you. Amen. A new walk. A new walk in Christ. Praise God. And God began to touch the people. And I had a wonderful interpreter. Praise God. And I tell you, God just blessed our soul. Amen. Now I'm invited, praise God, Lord's will, to a woman's conference. Amen. Bilingual woman's conference. Amen. And I plan to go in the strength of the Lord.
Amen.
We don't know what God is doing. I'm just excited. I just wish, you know, I'm waiting for that time when we can all come together and meet each other personally. Amen. I know that will be a time. Praise God. Amen. I love the Lord because he first loved me. Amen. Again, we desire your prayers that you pray for me, that I will remain humble before the Lord and pray for the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God. Some of our saints are going through right now with the COVID-19. Praise God, but we know God is a healer. God bless you. Pray for us. Thank you for this space.
Amen. God bless you, Evangelist. God bless you. God bless you so much. Amen, Jesus. You heard from our outreach team. Glory be to God. So many times you either hear from Evangelist Jones, Evangelist Manny, as they call him, amen, Evangelist Manny, Hall, Emmanuel, amen. You'll hear from them following up with you. And we thank God. We thank God for them, amen. We thank God for the thrust, for the drive, amen, Jesus, for the witness, amen. Did you hear that, people of God? Amen, Jesus. They just talked about how, amen, he talked about how he take that track and he put that track in there with that invoice. Glory be. I love it. I love it. I was just, I tell you. And see, this, we have to be, like you said, we have to be led by the Spirit of the Lord. Glory to God. He knows what he's doing. Amen. We just obey. Amen. Going back to that obey. Amen. That sister talked about the obedience. Glory be to God. Amen. If we just obey, amen, what God says and allow him to use us, glory be to God, to use our hands, to use our feet, to use our mouth, amen, use our being, people of God, I'm telling you, this it may seem foolish, even as the scripture declares, but the Lord uses, amen, these things that to us may not make any sense. And this is why we have to avail ourselves. And this is what outreach is all about. This is what outreach is all about. Glory to God. You see how Evangelist Jones talked about that, putting that dollar in that track? Amen. It may seem like a small thing, but if you get a track and you get a dollar, amen, you get that dollar, amen, Jesus, that's going to give somebody the incentive. Well, let me see. If they put a dollar in the track, well, let me see. You know what I'm saying? And for some people that made that dollar, that $1, amen, may make the whole difference in their lives and what they're going through. Amen. So God knows what he's doing. So even, glory to God, listen, we want to encourage you in this. Amen. Be a witness. Be a witness for the Lord, no matter how small it seems, no matter, you know, it may seem out of the box. Amen. Do it. Do it, people of God. Do it. Glory be to God. Do it and let God, listen, That's why we say even with these broadcasts, glory to God, amen. Go ahead and request them some amen and send them, amen. It's the obedience of sending them. You request that you send it, amen, Jesus, and the Lord will move upon the people for what he needs them to hear, amen, at any particular time. I'm telling you, God, he's a strategic God. How great is our God? How great is our God? How great? I mean, I'm telling you, our ways and his ways, his ways are so far beyond our ways. People of God, he already got it. He got the whole thing figured it out because the word of God declares, amen, that he established the end before the beginning. Glory to God. We're just here in part, but it's already set. The end is already set. Glory to God. We just got to obey God, amen, because he, listen, we just got to follow the script, follow the pattern of what the Lord has already told us, amen. Glory be to God, and we will be praying for Bishop, amen, and for First Lady Marshall. Also, we did get a text message from Bishop Wellington, amen. He's out of Louisiana. He's out of Louisiana. He's the bishop from Sierra Leone, Africa, but he lives here in Louisiana, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. So we want to be praying for him as well, for him as well. Amen. Put Bishop in your prayers. He's sent us a text, amen, and asking us to pray, amen, his lungs. Apparently he has a lot of fluid in his lungs, glory to God, and it's giving him a lot of complications. So we want to lift him up, amen, in prayer. Haven't spoken with him, but just kind of receiving text messages from him. So please, people of God, let's pray. Amen. We know the power of prayer. We know what prayer can do. Amen. Glory be to God. We know what prayer can do. Amen. We know what prayer can do. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Anyone else on tonight? Anyone else on tonight? Glory be to God. Anyone else, amen, with that special testimony, amen, on tonight? Glory be to God. Anyone else?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
This is Sister Kathy Brown. I just want to say, I thank you, praise the Lord, for life, health, and strength. I thank you, praise the Lord, for being online again tonight. I thank you, praise the Lord, for how he has kept me, how he woke me up this morning, how he kept my family.
Mm-hmm.
I thank you, praise the Lord, for y'all don't never holler here from me, but I'm still here. And I just want y'all to know I truly get something out of each night that I be on, the services each night that I be on. I get something out of it because it's truly food to my soul.
Mm-hmm.
And I also want to thank and praise the Lord for testimony tonight, because I was feeling a little under this tonight when I got on, but the testimony that came on tonight, it really blessed my soul, and it even encouraged me to come on and testify tonight and say what I am saying. So I just want everybody to know that I'm still here, I'm still hanging on, and I ask each and every one that knows the word of prayer to pray much for me, that I keep running in the name of the Lord. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Sister Kathy. Good to hear from you. Amen. Good to hear from you. Amen, Jesus. Just hold on. Glory be to God. Just hold on. Jacob held on. Amen. Just hold on. Glory be to God. We thank God for you. Amen. We pray your strength. Amen. Amen. In the Lord. Amen. To continue to hold on. Glory be to God. Now, more than ever, people of God, we got to hold on. Amen. We got to contend for the faith. That faith that we were once delivered, glory be to God, the faith that we were delivered, hallelujah, glory to God, we got to exercise it. We got to grow it, amen, because we're being stretched during this time, and there's so much going on, but we're being stretched, people of God, glory to God, glory be to God. Hallelujah, but the Lord has already put within you everything that you need. Glory to God. Believe it or not, it's already in there. It's in there. Glory be to God. Amen. We just, amen, settle. Amen, God. Amen. Give the battle. Amen. Glory to God. as Minister Emmanuel said, give it, amen, give it to him. Amen. It's a fixed fight. It's already said. It's already done. Glory to God. We come to the rest in him. Glory be to God, knowing that he has all things in control. Glory to God. So we just hold on, hold on, hold on, people of God. I won't let go. I won't let go. Little baby, amen. Glory to God. Determine that in yourself. I won't let go. Amen. God bless you, Sister Kathy. God bless you. Amen. Always so good to hear from you all as well, from you as well. Amen. Glory to God. Anyone else on tonight, glory be to God. I'm enjoying these testimonies. I'm being strengthened. Glory be to God. These testimonies are preaching. Amen. Speaking to our very soul. Amen. Glory to God. Anyone else on tonight? Anyone else on tonight? Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. We want to ask, amen, Minister Emmanuel, amen, Jesus. Glory to God at the close. Amen. If he could, amen, pray the prayer of faith. And don't forget to pray, amen, Jesus. Before we, amen, you pray, we will open, amen, for any additional prayer requests. And glory to God, just ask if you would just, amen, do the closing prayer for us. Amen. But we want to know if there's anyone else, amen, anyone, amen, with the testimony, amen, telling of the goodness of the Lord. Glory be to God, telling of the goodness of the Lord. I'm enjoying this, people of God. Amen, Jesus. We pray that our listeners are being blessed, amen, because he's the same God. He changes not. Glory to God. He changes not. He don't change. Glory to God. And just as he's done it for you, people of God, amen, as he's done it for others, he will certainly do it for you. Glory be to God. He will certainly, certainly do it for you. Amen. Glory be to God. Any more testimonies tonight? Anyone else want to share on tonight? Amen. What the Lord has done. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. Anyone else tonight? Anyone else on tonight? Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. I just want to thank the Lord on tonight. Amen. I thank God so much. Amen. To give God thanks for. Glory to God. Amen. Truly the Lord has been good to us. Amen. I just want to thank him. Amen. I want to thank you. Glory to God. Thank you for your prayers. Amen. In the time of the transition of my mother. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Certainly unexpected. Amen, Jesus. But we know that God knows all things. Amen. But we, amen, just give God thanks. Give God praise. Glory be to God for how he has sustained us. He has sustained us in this hour. Amen, Jesus. And I know, glory be to God, it's the prayers of the righteous. Glory to God. Thank you, so many of you that have, amen, been reaching out and sending text messages and sending those flowers and those virtual flowers and those hugs and those kisses and just calling to check. Amen, Jesus. It has certainly been strength, amen, in this hour. So I just want to thank God for you. Thank God for each and every one of you. It has certainly been a blessing. It has certainly been a blessing. Overshadowing love, amen, even for, amen, Jesus, those of the PNN that came down to be in the service that were able to make it down. Amen. I just thank God for you. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Minister Ali, Sister Robin, amen. Evangelist Gail, amen, Jesus. We thank God for you. Thank God for you. Amen. That we're even able to be a blessing. Amen. In the contribution of the beautiful throw. Amen. In honor of my mom. And I just thank God for the prayers, people of God. Because during these times, we need prayer more than anything because prayer becomes our strength. And glory be to God. Amen. Prayer sustains you. Amen. Prayer becomes that covering. Glory to God. And I thank God for it. Amen. More so than anything and everything. And I also want to thank God, amen, just thanking God for the PNN and what it's done in my life, people of God, just giving God thanks and praise, as I've often stated, amen, at the beginning. Didn't know, glory be to God, what, amen, and how, you know, the PNN would look, amen, just not visualizing, but definitely going day by day, amen, but trusting God day by day, amen. Glory be to God. And I tell you, I've been kind of scared, amen, along the way, amen, Jesus, because I didn't know what it looked like, and it wasn't my vision. And when the Lord dropped this vision, glory to God, and we begin to start out, amen, we begin to start out April 6th, glory to God, begin to start out, and then we started, glory to God, and once we opened up an old prayer line, that wasn't working because, amen, it was so many people that were on the line, and I'm telling you, people of God, I was a little concerned. I felt like I was out of control, glory be to God. I felt like I was out of control, like, Lord, wait a minute, you know, and I can't tell you the changes that I went through. Amen, Jesus, but Evangelist Stamper and Minister Ollie, thanking God for them, amen, for being there every step of the way, because I would call them, you know, call them, and I know they didn't have a prayer line, but I would call them with my thoughts, with my concerns, and I'm like, Lord, this is so much. I felt like this was so much, even at the time, I felt like it was so much, because, you know, you have prayer lines, glory to God, sometimes with 15 or sometimes, you know, 20. And, you know, then sometimes you have the prayer lines that are ministry prayer lines that you have everybody from certain ministries on the line. But this line was a line of people from all over the world. This line was a line, you know, with people from all over the world. Amen, Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Even up to sometimes 100 and some people on the line per night. And then I thought, Lord, oh, my goodness, I can't tell you this. I really had to learn to trust God. I had to really learn, amen, Jesus, to really trust God all over again. Literally, I had to trust him, amen. I had to trust him for what he's doing. I had to trust him for the process. I had to trust him for the vision that he had there. Tell you, it was a struggle for a while. But I thank the Lord, amen, that he brought me to the rest in knowing that he knew what he was doing, amen. And I didn't know, glory to God, and then I began to see by spirit, glory to God, that the Lord was in control. Just follow me, glory to God. And so, amen, as I stated, he's the captain of the ship. Glory to God, we're just the shipmates, and here we are, here we going, not trying to forward think, amen, what the Lord was doing, but, amen, trusting him every step of the way, glory to God, because he doesn't give everything to us all at once, because if he did, because I believe if I had really known, I would have probably talked myself out of this blessing. We would have talked, you know what I'm saying, this is what we do, this is us in our humanness, amen, glory to God. If he were to really show us the magnitude and the measure of what he wants to do in our lives all at once, oh no, you go, oh no, Lord, no, I'm not worthy. You got to give that to someone else, glory to God. But we know, amen, that the Lord knows what's best for us, glory to God. Even in your life, people of God, he knows what he's doing. And we got to trust him for that. But I thank the Lord, amen, that he's brought us to this point. Glory to God, amen. Like I said, 100 and some people on the line. And then we expanded. Glory to God, expanded to the radio. After we expanded to the radio, amen, we're going on. Not really knowing, amen, but just, you know, started, amen, to try to get a website. And that didn't really come to fruition like we wanted, amen. Still trying to tweak that, amen, because that's what we thought we needed, amen, glory to God, but we're still trying to tweak it. You know, this is the Lord. This is the Lord's business. This is his doing, amen, glory to God. But then people of God from there, amen, the Lord expanded us to Facebook, amen, to plug up, amen, the developer Facebook page, so that way we could plug into the Facebook page and the people could be blessed. People could still listen. They could still listen. Some people who could not dial in, they could, amen, go out to the Facebook page, the Prayer News Network Facebook page, and click on the logo and listen even as we're broadcasting now. Amen. So the Lord has expanded borders. He's expanded borders. He's expanded borders, people of God. And this is how we come to understand, as we've stated before, amen, all of our listeners, amen, the Lord has expanded this thing far beyond anything that we could think. So now we are, as we state before, amen, we're broadcasting in over 34 countries. To God be the glory. Amen. This is the Lord's work. Amen. We're in 34 countries. Glory be to God. Amen. And in all of that, amen, according to our last report, glory to God, amen, about 2.5 million listeners to the Prayer News Network Global. Worldwide, 2.5 million people that are listening to this broadcast, people of God. And we are so grateful. We are so grateful for what the Lord is doing, for the work that the Lord is doing here on the network, on the broadcast. Amen. And I said all of that to say, amen, Jesus, that I'm so grateful, people of God. Amen. In obedience. Amen. Sister Mary talked about that obedience. Amen. In obedience to the Lord, glory be to God, we have, amen, our program managers who are listening in, amen, I didn't know, amen, but they listen in to the broadcast, amen, the radio side of the PNN. They listen in on the broadcast and everything, and they are blessed, amen, and they are blown away. Glory to God, amen. They are just really blown away that we're here 500 and something days. This is 560, amen, 560 days, I believe it is. Listen, I sometimes have to go back and recount, amen. But 500 and something days that we've been here now on the Prayer News Network Global, amen. And so, amen, they are just, like I said, every day. We've been here every day. Amen, Jesus. Sometimes we're rebroadcasting. That's okay. But we're still here. Every day that we're here, people are here. People are listening. Even if we don't, you know, dial in, glory be to God, there are people that are listening. There are people that are waiting worldwide, waiting for the Prayer News Network. Amen. And glory be to God. I tell you, people of God, it's been amazing, amen, and I'm sharing this, amen. This is a part of the process, a part of the testimony of walking in obedience, just walking in obedience to what the Lord has placed in our lives, amen. This is looking back. We talked about that, looking back to see, amen, what you're producing, looking back to see, amen, what's back there, amen. But we give God thanks and we give God praise, amen, that our program managers and those that are, amen, managing the controls, et cetera, for the radio broadcast, amen, they're just so blessed, amen. They are blessed by the work of the Prayer News Network, amen. They are blessed, amen. We're beginning. Listen, people of God, we're beginning even now more so to get international prayer requests. We're getting international prayer requests, Amen, Jesus. So we want you to be praying. Be definitely be praying with us because we have brothers and sisters from all over the world. Amen. Sometimes I have to take those prayer requests because they come in certain ways and have to put them in this translator. Amen. So that it can translate, glory to God, what those prayer requests are for the people of God. And I'm telling you, again, people are listening. But I said all of this to say I thank the Lord, amen, for the Prayer News Network. I thank him for the diligence. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. It's not, amen, always been so easy. Certain time constraints and just different things having to go on through life. I thank God for our co-host. Glory to God. Amen. Minister Emmanuel, Evangelist Bonds. Thanking the Lord for them. Amen. Glory to God for helping to hold things together. Amen. Thank God for Minister Ali. Amen. Jesus stepping in as well. Glory to God. So we've been formulating. We've been forming as we've been moving. God is doing things in our lives. God is birthing things, birthing ministries, birthing visions in us, and birthing visions in you, people of God. Listen, it's happening in you too. Glory be to God. So we thank the Lord, amen, glory to God, amen, for, amen, the work that the Lord is doing, amen, the work that the Lord is, amen, shined upon us, glory to God, the work that he has breathed upon us, glory to God. And I just want to share, amen, that in the work, amen, in the work of what God has been doing here on the PNN, one of the program managers has her school, glory be to God, and theology is one of the concentrations of her school. And we thank the Lord that the Lord has moved upon her, glory be to God, and she was moved by the Spirit of the Lord to bless certain ones, amen, that were doing, because she's very spread out, amen. She has a lot that she does, amen, that she offers. But that part of her school, the Lord breathed upon her to give out degrees. So we bless God. We give God thanks. We give God praise. Got to receive the call from her. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. They were, amen, again, blessed by the work of the PNN, the magnitude, the reach, the outreach ability of the PNN, how many people are being reached, amen, how many people have been saved, glory to God, in just a short span since April 6th. Glory be to God, in such a short span, and because of what else God is doing in the PNN, glory be to God. We know God has great things in store. Amen, Jesus. But just wanted to let you know, people of God, I was one of the recipients. I was one of the recipients that was named to receive an honorary doctorate degree in theology because of the work of the Prayer News Network. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. An honorary doctorate degree in theology.
Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God. Glory. Thank you. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. I tell you.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, yes, yes. So to God be the glory. To God be the glory, people of God. I don't think it's still sunk all the way in yet. Amen. I don't think it's sunk all the way in. Thank the Lord. Yes, yes, yes. But I'm excited, amen, because even with this degree, amen, that means there's so many more doors, amen, are getting ready to open for the Prayer News Network. And I thank God for all of you. Amen. Glory to God. Because, listen, let me tell you, we're going to walk through these doors together. Hello. We're going to walk through these doors together. As they say, y'all not going to leave me.
So we give God
amen.
Give God praise. Give God thanks, and we give God praise, amen, for, again, your diligence. And you just never know, amen, amen. You never know who's watching. You never know who's listening in on the broadcast. You never know who's watching your life, people of God. Amen. But if you just hold on, glory be to God. Like Jacob, glory to God. Just hold on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There comes a suddenly. So we thank God for this suddenly. Again, we thank God for your diligence. We thank God for your patience. We thank God for your participation to be with us here on this Prayer News Network as we continue to go forth. Amen. In the name of the Lord. Amen. So I just wanted to share that with you, glory to God, and give God thanks and give God praise, give him honor, give him glory, hallelujah, glory be to God for his manifested power and his demonstration in the earth, amen, glory be to God. So at this time, amen, listen, I know we're just a little bit over, but I thank God for the testimonies on tonight, amen, and I know, amen, you hear the countdown on the blog radio. Amen, Jesus, but we're good. Amen, glory to God. But we thank God for you tonight. Amen. We didn't know it would be this long, but the testimonies have been so beautiful and so edifying on tonight. Glory be to God. But at this time, amen, we're going to release the line, amen, to Minister Emmanuel. Amen. If he would take any prayer requests that are there, out there, amen, and if he would, amen, pray the prayer of faith and fill us and close us out, amen, words of expression, amen, Jesus, you have the platform, man of God.
Amen. God bless you, amen, woman of God, amen, Dr. Bradley, amen, we are rejoicing with you, amen, this is the Lord's doing and it's marvelous in our eyes,
yes.
And one thing about it, you be faithful to God, God will be faithful to you, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. In due time, he will exalt you. Amen. Mm-hmm. So we're so grateful even for that praise report. Amen. How God is blessing the work of your hands.
Mm-hmm.
And just through your obedience, amen, we all are being blessed. Amen. We have been blessed, and we still are being blessed. Amen. Through this, amen, Prayer News Network prayer line. Amen. We're just so grateful. Thank God for every beautiful testimony that we have heard tonight. Amen. So good to hear the good things that God is doing in your life. Some of you that we haven't heard from in a while, amen, we're glad to know that you're hanging in and you're holding on, amen,
mm-hmm.
to God's unchanging hand, amen. Who or what shall separate us from the love of God? And I thank God to know that your tests and your trials did not separate you from this prayer line, amen,
mm-hmm.
but you still, amen, had us on your mind, amen, to tune in, amen, and to, amen, recognize and know that you're still here, amen, that you're still holding on to God's unchanging hand. And we want to encourage you, look to the Lord, trust God, believe God for the impossible. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Amen. Take hold of faith and believe God for whatever your desire is. You believe God and know, amen, that God, if he said it, he's going to perform it. He's going to do just what he said. And I praise God, amen. I'm so inspired, amen. And honestly, amen, just before the broadcast came on, I was thinking about something, and amen, I was thinking about some of the souls on the prayer line, and amen, I was thinking about, amen, that we spoke and had gone to Mississippi to do a baptism. And I was like, you know what? I need to talk to Evangelist Bradley about that. I said, we still need to do that baptism. Amen. We haven't heard from the souls in a while, and Lord knows, amen, Sister Beatrice began to come on the line tonight. Amen.
Yeah.
I said, look at God. Amen. Amen. And we still want to do, amen, what God, amen, is calling. Amen. And, amen, God, he's still at work. Amen. God hasn't pushed anything to the side. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But we must be about our Father's business. Amen. But I was so glad, amen, to hear from her tonight, to know that, amen, they're still holding on. They're still around. Amen. So let's pray one for another. Amen. We praise God for every testimony tonight. It's been beautiful. We enjoyed each and every one of you that came. And those of you that didn't come forth tonight, amen, you will have opportunity, amen, to come forth. Amen. I thank God for my mother. She's a faithful listener. Amen.
Yeah.
And one day, amen, we're going to hear from her real soon as well. Amen.
Thank
she don't like the front line. She don't like the forefront. She just likes to be in the background. But one day, amen, we're going to get her on here to say something because she got so much to thank God for, too. Amen. God has been good to her. God has blessed her to live to see 83 years of her life. She's healthy. She gets up, go to work every morning. She drives. Amen. God is good. Amen. And that's enough to... That's enough just to say thank you for. Amen. Yeah. So we're going to go to God in prayer. Amen. We're going to let you go. Amen. Would you, amen, humble your hearts with me and pray? Amen. Is there any special prayer request tonight? Amen. Before we pray, are there any special prayer requests tonight? Glory be to God. You can push star 6 and unmute. Amen. If there's any special prayer request tonight. Amen. We're going to continue to pray for those. Amen. Maybe you know people that need prayer. We want you, amen, just to call their names out. Amen. We want to pray for Sister Gwen. Amen. We haven't heard from her the last couple of days. We understand, you know, different things may come up to prevent her, but we know she's on the line. Amen. But we want to pray for Sister Gwen as well. Amen. Let's remember Sister Gwen, amen, in our prayers as well. Amen. So we're going to go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you. Father God, we know how great you are. You are a great God. Oh God, you are great to your people. You're faithful to us. You love us so well that you gave your only begotten Son, and your Son gave his life for us. We thank you, oh God, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, your compassion. We thank you for this night. We thank you for this prayer line, making it available for your people, that we have somewhere that we can go, that we can fellowship one with another. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, your Holy Communion. We thank you for, oh God, for the fellowship of your Son and of you, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, now, Lord, we come to you, God. We bless you. We praise you. We exalt your name tonight. Oh God, for thou hast done. You have done great things. Father God, we thank you, oh God, for your elevation. We thank you, oh God, for the newness. We thank you for reviving us. We thank you, oh God, for the stirring that you put within our soul. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you for your woman, Sir Evangelist Bradley. We thank you for how you're blessing her, how you're raising her up. Father God, we thank you for how you, amen, set in favor upon her. Oh God, you bless her, God. You order her steps. Oh God, you have blessed her going out. You have blessed her coming in. You have blessed everything that she had put her hand to do. In the mighty name of Jesus. And for that, we thank you, God. Oh God, everything that's attached to this prayer line is blessed tonight. Oh God, every soul, every household represented tonight on this prayer line is blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, you have, oh God, found favor. We have found favor in your sight. Oh God, you have placed your love upon us in the mighty name of Jesus. And for that, we glorify you. And for that, we worship you tonight. Oh God, have your way, God. Continue to work in our life. Continue to strengthen us, God. Continue to make us what you would have us to be. Oh God, make us better even in this upcoming season, God, in this upcoming new, amen, season of our lives. Oh God, we pray that you will make us better. Oh God, make us holy men and make us holy women. Make us the person that you're calling us to be in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we pray for every soul. We pray for every nation, every nationality in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we pray for our neighbors tonight. We pray for our coworkers tonight. We pray for our spouses, God. We pray for our children, our grandchildren. We pray for our uncles and aunts. We pray for our sisters and brothers. Oh God, we don't want to forget about nobody in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, you're so big, God. You're bigger than every situation that we may be faced with right now. Oh God, we give you every battle, God, every struggle that we have tonight. We put it into your hands, God. Oh God, you fight this battle. You take up the fight tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, remember the prayer list tonight, the names that have been called already, God. Oh God, look on Bishop Marshall. Look on Mother Marshall. Father God, we pray that you would touch your man and your woman serving right now. Oh, God, touch their bodies, God. Touch them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Oh, God, we know that you're able, God. Oh, God, send your healing angels, God. Oh, God, remember how they've been faithful to you. Oh, God, remember how they served you, how they stood for you, how they stood for righteousness. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, now is their time for you to remember them. Oh, God, remember them in a special way. Oh, God, rebuke COVID right now. Oh, God, send it back to the pit. Korach shall have no dominion over their bodies. In the mighty name of Jesus, they shall live and not die to declare the works of the Lord. Father God, you're not finished with them. You still have more work for them to do. You still have more ministry for them to do. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, look on Bishop Wellington right now. Oh, God, look on your man serving God. We pray you will cover him under the blood of Jesus. We pray that you will breathe into his nostrils. Oh, God, let it go down into his lungs. Oh, God, clear his lungs out, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Make them anew tonight. Oh, God, give them a renewing in his lungs. In the mighty name of Jesus. Give them enough strength to say, with his stripes. With your stripes, he's healed. Oh, God, it's already done. You already healed us on Calvary. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, and as these men and women, these holy men and women of God, as they're standing in need of prayer, as they're going through the fire tonight, we know they're going to come out as pure gold. We know they're going to come out with a fresh anointing in the mighty name of Jesus. You're going to give them a greater testimony. You're going to give them a greater ministry in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, you know what to do. You perform the operation, God. You perform what needs to be performed tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, look on Sister Gwen tonight, oh God, wherever she may be, God, we pray you remember her, oh God, we pray that you will continue to strengthen her, oh God, take her through, help her to stand, help her to do your will, help her to surrender all unto you, in the mighty name of Jesus, remember the people everywhere, those far and near, those in other countries, oh God, those that are connected to Facebook tonight, those, oh God, that are connected to Blog Talk Radio, oh God, those that are on the telephone have called in, remember your people, God, from nation to nation, from state to state, oh God, remember us one by one and name by name, you know what we had need of, even before we asked, oh God, look on every advisor tonight, every advisor that you signed to this work, oh God, every prayer warrior, God, oh God, bless them right now, enlarge their territory, enlarge their borders, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray you would give them the desires of their heart according to your will and according to righteousness, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we love you. We praise you. We thank you for what you have done this night. We thank you for every testimony. We thank you for every overcomer tonight. Oh, God, we are overcomers. Oh, God, this is our faith. Oh, God, our faith, God. Oh, God, our faith believes and we trust in you tonight. Oh, God, that we are overcomers tonight. Oh, God, continue to have your way. Reach the lost souls of men. Oh, God, reach them wherever they may be tonight, wherever they may sit, wherever they may stand, wherever they may be listening, however they may be listening in. Reach the lost souls of men and save them. Give them hope of this gospel in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we depart from this line tonight, but never from your presence. Oh, God, be with us. Oh, God, shield and protect us. Keep us covered under the blood. In the mighty name of Jesus, continue to look on our visionary. Look on, oh, God, the founder of this prayer line. Continue to bless her. Oh, God, use her for your will and your glory. Oh, God, that she may continue to be a blessing to your people, even to this world. Oh, God, you say he that winneth souls is wise. Give us wisdom, Lord. God, give us wisdom and give us understanding and knowledge in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know you able. We know you got the power. Oh, God, we love you. We thank you. We praise you. We count it done in Jesus' name. Amen and thank God. Amen. We just praise God. We believe God tonight. Amen. Keep believing God. Take hold of faith. Trust God. Amen. No matter what it look like, trust God. And remember, what did God say? Amen. God said it, that settles it. Amen. So tonight, people of God, if you would like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, amen, you can text 912-257-3918. Once again, to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, you can text 912-257-3918. To all of our, amen, international listeners, amen, those that are calling in from, amen, other countries, amen, you too can receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, amen, by texting us, amen, through WhatsApp. You can use WhatsApp and text us at 678-608-7234. Once again, to all of our international listeners, amen, you can receive a copy of tonight's broadcast by texting us through WhatsApp. 678-608-7234. Amen. We will be sure, amen, to give you, to get this copy, amen, to you so that you can listen to it over and over and over again. But not only just, amen, for you to listen to, but also for you to share. Amen. We want you to share, amen, the good news, amen, of Jesus Christ to somebody else. Somebody's waiting to hear hope. Somebody's waiting, amen, to hear an answer to their problem, their situation. And we know that Jesus is the answer. Amen. I offer Jesus tonight. Amen. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give unto thee. Rise up in the name of Jesus. Amen. And be made whole. So we praise God tonight. We bless God for this beautiful, amen, devotion tonight, a praise, a testimony, a victory. Amen. Want you to hold on to what God has done. Amen. And do not let the devil cause you to take it back. Amen. We love you. We're praying for you. Amen. This concludes our broadcast for tonight. Amen. Go in peace. Amen. Thy faith has made thee whole. Amen. Blessings, amen, be upon you. We love you in Jesus' name. God bless you, people of God. Until tomorrow night at 9 p.m., amen, we hear you and see you by faith on the line. Blessings unto you. Good night.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.